Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back, Peter.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely, not a problem. So obviously we just saw the news that the company just announced the commencement of the overhaul of its second genset at the Pybridge power site following the successful refurbishment of the first genset, which generated £57,000 in its first month. This overhaul, funded by a £1.14 million advance from Riverfort, will enable MED to apply for an enhanced capacity market contract for 2025-2026, boosting revenue and profit margins. The first genset will continue operating during the overhaul, ensuring ongoing revenue generation via its PPA with Statkraft. Nice to see progress at Pybridge, Peter.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and that's a good summary. So, following the successful completion of the first of the three 2.7 megawatt gensets overall at Pybridge recently, and I think more importantly, that first overhauled genset's maiden results during July that we announced recently, and we discussed that in our previous podcast as well, that paved the way and that justified the overhaul of the second genset, which we've officially commenced now. So the benefit of the second overhaul is not only the increased expected revenue from the PPA. So in our previous announcement, we said that the first refurbished genset generated £57,000 of revenue during July, which translates to about £21,000 of revenue per megawatt month. Because it was only, the one genset, the 2.7 megawatt genset, the results that we announced recently. So that's kind of a yardstick that we've established now and that we can apply to the gensets going forward and as and when each gets refurbished. So that's the one benefit, is enhanced revenue generation as and when the gensets get refurbished. But also, and more importantly, the capacity market contracts. We can now apply for an increased capacity market contract, as was the plan from the start. So at the moment, we've got a capacity market contract, or actually a few capacity market contracts currently for this year, and then from 2027 into 2028 for two of the gensets. So that's 5.4 megawatts of capacity. And now with the second genset being overhauled, we've got sufficient capacity to apply for the full site. So 2.7 times three is 8.1 megawatts of capacity, which will further boost the income. So there's benefits on multiple fronts with the second overhaul that's been commenced.
When do you anticipate the second gen set to be finished and then start to go into production?
During Q4 2024, so that definitely, in the next while. We expect a similar timeline to the previous overhaul. We're just going to push it to get it done as quickly as possible.
Okay. And is it your anticipation then that as soon as the second one is finished, the third one will begin?
Yes, that's still the plan at this stage.
Okay. From the point of view of other things that are going on in Mast, is there anything else that you would like to share with us in terms of other progress other than Pybridge?
There's no new concrete news, Kevin. So as we discussed in our previous podcast, we're looking at a number of things, all very exciting. And it's just a case of deciding on the right one and then progressing that forward. So there's a lot going on, all of it very exciting. And apart from Pybridge, we are imminently going to take a next step to further grow the business.
Very good. Well, we look forward to speaking to you shortly. I'm sure you'll bring us up to date with what's happening in September. We've seen August's figures for Pybridge. And I can see that this stone has started to roll down the hill. So let's hopefully, by the end of the year, you'll have Pybridge in full operation and producing good income for Mast Energy Developments.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.